Hey, everybody, welcome back. I just had a terrible show with Kyle and David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Teddy Grahams is what's up.
Teddy Grahams.
Mm-hmm.
Only show on the internet, all that. So, Ryan, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good.
How's Aldi? Still pregnant?
Still pregnant.
Yeah.
Still
full of baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of things still being the way they've been, I still have not figured out my shit with AT&T.
Jesus.
Yeah. the last couple of times I called, apparently we're down. The only issue we're at right now is that they've been trying to send me emails and they're not coming to me. I checked my spam folder.
Mm-hmm.
I have no filters set up or anything like that. I'm not getting these emails. So, okay. So the last time I called before today, I gave them an alternate email address. I gave them my work email.
Okay.
And that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I called back today just to check on the situation. And I was told that an email address had been added to the notes section of my account,
mm-hmm.
but that no one would ever see that or send an email to that. You know, the people who actually send the emails out, who initiate that process, would never see it. And so an email would never go to that address.
Okay.
And I was told that, do you remember, I said at one point I had gotten a letter in the mail. Now, this was quite a while ago.
I remember.
I've called several times since then.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter said some kind of action had been taken on my account. And I had to call and figure out what that was. I had to talk to like seven different people before I could get an answer. And then finally the answer was, oh yeah, there's a $450 non-refundable fee you have to pay because of your credit.
Yeah, which wasn't on the list.
Right.
On the letter that you got, yeah.
Well, and then I talked to somebody else who said, that same day, I got transferred to one more person who said, oh, that was a mistake because you're transferring accounts. That doesn't apply. Let me fix that for you. Okay, it's all fixed. We'll mm-hmm. send the emails back out.
Yep.
Excuse me. And I continued to not get these emails. So like I said, I've called several times since then. Not once has that been brought up again. You know, that's in the past. That's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Today, when I called, they told me what I was just talking about, that like that new email I gave wouldn't have been emailed anyway. And they said that, oh, it looks like the reason this has all been held up is because we're waiting for you to pay a $450 non-refundable fee.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Kyle. God. These motherfuckers.
Yeah. The lady I was talking to was super nice, but that's all she kept telling me. Like, there was no way around it. She's saying, you need to pay this fee in order to keep this going. And I kept explaining, that is so not what I was told and mm-hmm. doesn't really make sense because my old roommate, keeps getting these emails, these confirmation emails.
Yeah.
And what's supposed to happen is he confirms that he wants to transfer it, and then immediately I'm sent an email, at which point I have to confirm that I want to transfer it. It makes no sense for them to send him an email saying, yeah, you want to do this? When I haven't done the thing that I need to do in order to even start the process, which is pay this fee.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept saying, you know, that's what it is. You need to pay this fee.
And it's fucking stupid that they make you do this via email anyway.
Like, right. And never mind the fact that if I do have to pay this fee, which is nonsense at this point, but if I do, let's say somebody fucked up and for whatever reason AT&T doesn't give a shit that it wasn't me that fucked up,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, yeah, this is the only way to do it. I haven't been told how to pay the fee, not even one time.
Yeah.
I don't have an account I can log into to make a payment. I've never been given an address to send a check or money order to. You know, I don't know how to pay this fee, even if that's what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so then I asked for a supervisor. And she told me the same thing. And I explained my situation to her and she kept saying, yeah, I apologize that somebody didn't give you the right information.
Of course.
Oh, and when I called a while ago before this happened, when I called and I gave the other email address,
mm-hmm.
I was, every time before that, I had been told these emails are going to go out within 3 to 4 business days. So I would wait 3 to 4 business days before I would call back.
Yeah.
Otherwise. This last time I was told that the time before that when I had called, an email was sent out that day, the day that I called. And that I had 3 days to respond to it. So I had waited like 5 or 6 business days that time. And so I had no idea, like 3 days prior to me calling again, it was all started over.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So they've been telling me the wrong thing from day one. The first time I called, they told me they just needed my email address. The second time, they told me I needed an account. The third time, it was that I needed to pay this fee only. Oops, wait, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth time, it was that I just didn't get the email or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth time was I just didn't get the email again. So this time I'll give you a new email. And now they're telling me I got to pay the fee again. It somehow magically reappeared. Like somehow they're all looking at the same shit. Somehow,
yes, the same screen.
Somehow the last like 10 people I talked to, because every time I call, I talk to several people.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow like the last 10 people I talked to didn't see in my account that I needed to pay this fee.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like total bullshit to me.
They're fucking you. Yeah. I think it's an easy process maybe, but they're trying to get money out of you. Because I've been thinking about this for a while. Like, Jesus, why is this so hard for Kyle? Why is Kyle going through so much bullshit?
I don't think they're trying to get money out of me, because ultimately what they're doing is putting me into a position where I might eventually have to just say fuck it.
Yeah.
And not do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted money out of me, they would have conceded at this point. You know, ah, shit, we really fucked up. This shouldn't have taken nearly this long. Actually, maybe it would be like, actually, you were supposed to pay that fee, but because of all this nonsense you've been going through, we'll waive it this time.
Yeah,
no big
yeah.
deal. Because the fee is bullshit to begin with. It is literally just a fee. It's not a deposit.
Yeah.
It's not a payment for equipment, because that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
It's just a fee. It's just like, hey, you have shitty credit. Give us a ton of money
mm-hmm.
just for permission to have our service. So it's ridiculous. But so I did some Googling, and I ended up finding an email address that people have supposedly emailed for extra help. And so I sent an email out today where I went into graphic detail about all the problems I've had. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens. But that's where I'm at right now. Basically, I can't get anywhere on the phone because the people I talk to, A, they tell me that I have to pay this fee, which is bullshit. And B, they're telling me that there's no one else I can talk to.
Yeah.
Which I know can't be true. I spoke to a customer service rep and then her supervisor, but I know it can't be true that there is no one else.
Yeah.
That there's no way to take this one step higher.
Always someone above the supervisor.
Yeah.
God.
So.
You think it'd almost be worth going with the other competitor company, Comcast?
Oh, the last time I called, not today, but
yeah.
They were telling me that I was trying to find some alternate process for this, you know, instead of the emails, because I obviously wasn't getting them.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it's an issue on my end.
I'm
starting to think maybe what it is, because they had told me a few times that they had sent me emails,
mm-hmm.
which is what was perplexing me, because there's no reason I shouldn't have gotten them. I'm really thinking at this point, maybe they didn't. Maybe the people who were telling me that before were full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I am, like, in the system, I'm supposed to pay this fee. So maybe the person who told me the fee was gone was full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the emails haven't been sent out because it's hung up on this fee. But the thing is, everybody tells me something different. So I don't know who's lying. But I actually had to pay. See, my intention, we had TV and internet. And the TV is a ridiculous, like, super package with a bazillion channels.
Yeah.
And old roommate Mike took the TV with him. So I have no interest in that. My plan was to take over the account and then downgrade, get rid of the TV. That was my plan all along. I have now paid one of the, I paid for last month's service, including the TV, which is ridiculous.
Oh,
it's it's like $150.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I had to get Mike's login information to do that.
Fuck,
I had to log into Mike's account and pay with my card, which I wouldn't have had to do if the transfer thing had gone through the way it was supposed to. So it's already costing me extra money. It's cost me a month of my time. It's cost me extra money. I've been lied to at every turn.
Yeah.
You would think this would count for something, you know, customer service. You're talking to, like, this is something a lot of companies do, you know, oh, all this shit went wrong. Okay, we'll give you a month's free service or mm-hmm. something. Nothing. They're not even willing to help me just get the process done. They're not willing to do anything. It's ridiculous. I'm trying desperately to give them money.
They don't want it. They just want that $400.
And I was told that my only other option, other than this weird email process, I was told there were three options. One is to do the email thing, which obviously wasn't working. The other was, another one was to disconnect, have Mike disconnect his service and then have me start new service, excuse me, at which point I would have to pay that fee.
Yeah.
If I did that, there would be at least a week long interruption of service, because I would have to send back Mike's old equipment. Technically, Mike would have to do it, but I wouldn't fuck Mike like that.
Yeah.
But I would have to send back Mike's old equipment so they could send me new equipment.
Jesus.
And I understand sending back the TV because I wouldn't want that. But the internet equipment would be the exact same thing. It's just some kind of weird bookkeeping thing for them that they need me to send it back so they can send me the same thing back to
basically.
Me. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Yeah. I know they track these things by serial numbers because that's how they know, you know, if they got the equipment back or not. So just take that serial number off of his account and plug it into mine.
Yeah.
That's got to be something that could be done, but won't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third option, apparently on June 13th, they're rolling out some new process where Mike and I would both have to go to a website and basically do the same thing we were trying to do with these emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just confirm on this website that we want to do it. And so that's the newest process that isn't out yet. So the lady on the phone was basically telling me my best bet was to wait until June 13th.
Okay.
We started this process on like April 30th, April 20th, somewhere between like April 26th and April 30th. This is ridiculous. You're telling me to wait even longer, another 2 weeks.
I got a plan. Tell them to fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to cancel. They will transfer you to this person, and they are experts at like trying to keep you.
No, they won't. I hear what you're saying, and other companies do, but they won't. But go ahead.
But yeah, possibly, you know, like, oh, what's going on? Oh, poor baby. Oh, you don't want the service because of this? Well, we'll throw this at you. It's crazy. Nobody can ever get it unless they want to cancel. And if you tell them your situation, oh, I can fix that. That's cool.
I know what you're saying, but AT&T apparently doesn't work that way.
Oh,
like people
shit.
Used to do that with AOL all the time. You know, AOL, America Online used to send out all these discs and things with 30-day free trials or whatever, and people would do the free trial, and then they'd get to the end of it, and they'd call up to cancel, and they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to cancel. The 30 days is over, whatever. And the person on the other line would be like, oh, we don't want that. What if we gave you another 30 days?
Yeah.
And I knew people who would cruise along like that for months.
Mm-hmm.
but no, AT&T doesn't give a fuck. And I don't think it helps that I actually technically don't have service to begin with.
Yeah.
It should be the same thing because ultimately if I don't get service,
mm-hmm.
Mike will cancel his service. So it's essentially the same.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
Like everybody I've talked to is an idiot. Not literally everybody. I've talked to nice people, nice, smart people. But the majority of people I've talked to are stupid. Like it's like they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
One lady I called, this was a couple days ago. I called and I just explained, I'm trying to transfer service. My roommate and I were trying to transfer service out of his name and into mine. And she said, yeah, we don't do that.
Okay.
What? Yeah, we don't do that. We don't have a process for that. That's not something you can do with AT&T. I said, well, I'm talking about UVerse service. Does that make a difference? She's like, no, I know you're talking about UVerse. That's not a thing we can do. Lady, you're lying to me right now. Everyone else I've talked to up to this point didn't know that this is something that can't be done. It can't be done.
Probable.
And so I was like, okay, I need to talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
Oh my God, really?
She's, no.
That's like textbook, don't do that. Jesus.
And eventually she hung up on me because I kept asking to talk to somebody else. How insane is that?
Wow. My God.
So fuck that bitch.
Oh, I say fuck it, man. Get the Comcast. They suck.
No.
But
no, because they do suck terribly. And they're slower. And I can't go back to that shit. And I would still have an interruption of service.
I know.
And everything would go wrong with that, too.
Probably.
I've had Comcast set up before. They suck just as bad when it comes to actually setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hearing a horror story about somebody trying to do the same thing I'm doing now, but with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to drive somebody to get something notarized by a notary republic or whatever, notary republic, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
They had to get some kind of notarized document to do it.
That's okay.
Not that I would have
so
to transfer
one in the
service.
Same.
But yeah, it's like no matter where you go, somebody's being a dick.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Let's see. Other than that, when roommate Mike and I moved in here,
mm-hmm.
we had to pay a security deposit on the apartments.
Yeah.
We each had to pay $200.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mike decided to move out and I was taking on John as a new roommate, at the office, I was told we would not get our security deposit back. It would roll over to the new lease. And so I was going to have to settle, like Mike and I would have to settle between the two of us. What would happen to his part of the security
that
deposit?
That makes sense. Because you haven't moved out.
I was told that more than once.
Yeah.
And so I paid Mike out. I paid him $200.
Yeah.
And then he moved. And then I, all of a sudden, like when John and I were living here, I got kind of like an invoice mm-hmm. for the rent and everything in the mail. I got two envelopes. One was an invoice for the rent and everything. And it had the regular rent plus a $200 fee, plus a $100 fee, because apparently we didn't pay $100 of last month's rent, which was because the guy at the office had told us because of this hassle, we'd gone through some hassle down there,
yeah,
that we would get $100 off our rent.
Oh, no.
But they never put that through. So,
whoops.
So, okay, so now they're charging us a deposit and they're charging us an extra $100 because they thought we just didn't pay $100.
What do you do? Do you fight it? Oh.
And the other envelope was a check for the $400 minus the $100 we supposedly owed. So I got a check for basically $300 in mine and Mike's name. So they lied all around.
Jesus,
they said we'd get $100 off the first month's rent and that we would never get the deposit back. And so I paid out to Mike. So now Mike's long gone and I have a check with his name on it.
Yeah.
And so I went down there. The guy I talked to at the office credited me the $100 mm-hmm. to my account and said the only thing, like, they wouldn't take the check back. I had to find a way to cash it and then pay the like, $200 that the bill said I would have to pay. But then, you know, it all kind of works out.
Yeah.
But it's just a mess. And I did nothing wrong. This is, I feel victimized constantly now dealing with all these. And the worst part of it, I think, is that especially when I was younger, but basically all the time, I had this sort of anxiety when dealing with these kinds of adult sort of
yes.
vaguely professional businessy sort of things
yeah.
where I always worry I'm going to walk into it and either I'm not going to know enough or they're going to fuck me. And because I don't know enough, I won't know that they're doing it
yeah.
and things will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, nothing goes wrong. You know, like I go down to renew my driver's license or whatever and it's a cinch, no
yeah.
problem. And I've been all anxious for no reason.
Yeah.
But then shit like this happens. And this is the shit I remember. What mm-hmm. a horrible fucking ordeal. And there's no reason. Like all of this should have just been smooth.
Yeah.
But no.
Ugh.
And so it just reinforces that for me. This is what makes me not want to leave the apartment.
And it's worse when they're fucking you, but you know, instead of being ignorant and oblivious, you know, oh, we're fucking you. Have a nice day. Oh, well, thank you. Yay, I have an apartment at least. Now at least you know they're fucking you and you have to challenge it and you get nowhere. And that's even more.
How would I not know?
No, like when you're younger, if they, we need a $400 deposit. You're like, I guess that's how this goes. Here you go. It sucks, but here you go. But then you get older and you're like, whoa, this is
now,
bullshit.
This doesn't have anything to do with me being older. This is blatant. Like
yeah.
they're lying to me.
Yeah.
And then something, the opposite of what they said happens. Like I would have known this when I was 17, just because like you can't tell me that, one thing and then do another.
$400, yeah, is pretty
yeah,
blatant.
No, you're right, though. If somebody said, like, if I just called up AT&T for the first time ever, and they were like, yeah, we'll give you service, but you have to pay a $450 fee,
mm-hmm.
I would have just been like, oh, I guess that's how that works, and either paid yeah. it or not. But because they've been just continually telling me different things, lying to me at every turn, and I still don't know who's lying.
Yeah.
Some, like, most of you are lying. There's, like, one person who may have told me the truth, and I don't know which one it is. And I have no way of knowing.
God damn. It's almost like you have to document everything, take names, and then you get off the phone, and you got to figure shit out and explain, like, so-and-so told me this, and then so-and-so told me that, and I've concluded after talking to all of you that this might be true, but this is bullshit. And the new person is like, hold on, let me transfer you. This is too much.
Well, the worst part about it is that nobody seems to give a shit what I've been told in the past.
Yeah.
And like each time I get something different and they're like, oh, I don't know why they told you that, but this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And there's no concern or consideration for the fact that I was told, that I was apparently supposedly told the completely wrong thing mm-hmm. by somebody who works for your company more than once. Like, if you're the one telling me the truth, then several times now I've been told some complete bullshit and mm-hmm. you don't care
yeah.
At all, except to say, well, I'm sorry that happened, but you're going to have to let us put it in your ass. So that's company policy. You
yeah.
know, you got to spread yeah. them cheeks and we just put it right in there. no lube. Actually, in fact, first we dry the area out. You're not allowed to drink any water for 24 hours before the procedure.
Yeah.
We call it installation. Yeah.
God damn.
We'll wrap our dicks in coax cable and just right yeah. in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's basically what's going on with me. The other night, last night, John, my new roommate, John,
yep,
decided to have what he called Taco Thursday.
Of course it would.
It's in some ways, I love John to death.
It sounds good.
I love John to death, and it was kind of fun. But in some ways, like, he brings these things up, and I feel like it's like I'm living with a middle-aged woman. It's like,
he's the gay friend.
We're going to have a
Taco Thursday.
Hey, we're having a tastefully simple party. Yeah. And now it's Taco Thursday. But Taco Thursday was fun.
Yeah.
I actually felt kind of bad because he had invited a bunch of people and a bunch of them had said they would come. And then only two people other than me and him showed up.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We had some tacos. Mm-hmm. John made tacos. So that part wasn't just a euphemism. and then we got sorted drunk. Well, I didn't. I wasn't drinking because I had to work in the morning, but they were drinking beers, John and two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Fuck, Marry, Kill, or Marry, Fuck, Kill, yeah, however you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was entertaining. We went through a bunch of them.
Jesus.
The only Christ. One I can remember off the top of my head was Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, or Grimace.
Okay.
And what really cracked me up about it was when it was my turn to go, I was kind of I was thinking.
Yeah.
And this girl, Emily, looked at me and she goes, "You're going to fuck Grimace." Just like that. Just a matter of fact. You know, like, come on. Let's all be honest here.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck Grimace.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay.
I think I fucked the Hamburglar. Yeah. And my rationale was that he seemed like he'd be into some freaky shit.
Yeah.
And I married Grimace because he seemed very cuddly.
He does.
And I killed Ronald because I'm not scared of clowns, but clowns are fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So, what about you? Marry, fuck, kill, Grimace, Hamburglar, Ronald
McDonald?
I think
I'd do the exact same, yeah. Because Grimace, he is so cuddly. Oh my God. Forever, Grimace, till death do us part.
There was another one, and I don't remember who they all were, but one of them was Dora the Explorer.
Oh, Jesus, that's, oof.
And John gave me a little bit of shit for saying I would fuck Dora the Explorer. My rationale was that she's not a real little girl, and yeah, she was the only one of the three people who had a vagina.
Yeah.
Because the other two were guys, I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a little pedophilic for John, I guess.
Oh, good stuff.
So what are you up to? What have you been doing?
Lately, I've come to terms with hating kids. Let me finish. Let me finish. Kids that fucking, like, ghetto kids that they got their basketball and they just dribble down the street.
Mm, black kids.
Usually. Yeah. no racism intended, but mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, what? Why? There's no, like, hoop to shoot it in anywhere near. They just like going places with the basketball. And of course, yeah, you'd think they like doing it, leave them alone. But I'm like, what do they think? Just dreaming about the NBA. Like, I'm going to be in the NBA. No, fuck her.
I'm not sure everybody who dribbles a basketball in their spare time thinks they're going to be in the NBA.
I don't know. I assume so.
Hey, don't touch that basketball. What, do you think you're going to be in the NBA?
No, you're not going to be in the NBA. God damn it. You are destined
to... You had a basketball as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to be in the NBA?
Yes.
Really?
I was good.
Wow.
I was good.
I kind of want to hit you right now. That's fucking stupid.
I thought it was
Did you really?
Option.
You thought you were going to be in the NBA?
Well,
you're like, yeah,
option.
Someday.
I'm like pretty fucking good.
Someday. I'm pretty fly for a white guy. So someday.
Who knows?
I'm going to be in the NBA.
I was like eight years old, though.
I got Jesus at my back, you know? Yeah. That's insane. So, but you're like projecting this, like, when, yes, I was a kid, I thought I'd be in the NBA onto other kids. I don't think that's fair.
I know.
I don't think that's true. I think most of them probably don't think they're going to be in the NBA.
I didn't dribble around, though, like a douchebag.
What are you going to do?
Oh.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
When I dribbled?
No.
You
didn't.
Basketball?
You didn't dribble didn't around dribble, with, yeah, a basketball. So what did you do? You traveled.
What did I do? Well, basically, I just think it's pointless. It annoys me. I'm sorry. The root of this is it annoys me.
Uh-huh.
It's like fucking, you know, midnight and they're dribbling down where I live now because I moved.
Well, it is weird and kind of annoying when people just walk down the street dribbling a basketball. Like, why do you even have the basketball? Are you on the way to a game? What are you doing?
Yeah, it annoys me. And I'm like, God damn. And this may sound a little racist, but okay, I want to scream out, like, you are destined to be with a fat white woman and you'll never have a job.
Yeah, so, that's pretty racist.
Like, way to, you know.
That's pretty racist, yeah.
Way to avenge your ancestors, faggot. You
know, why is it their responsibility to avenge their ancestors?
It's not, but.
So, okay, what if it was a yo-yo? What if they were walking down the street?
That'd be fine.
Flicking a yo-yo around. Okay, why though? What's the difference?
It doesn't make the sound. It doesn't annoy me.
Oh, it's the ping, that kind of vaguely metallic bouncing sound that bothers you. Okay. Yeah, so you're just old. You're turning into a dad. Pretty soon, you just got a house. Not bought one, but you're renting a house now instead of an apartment. So pretty soon, you're going to be yelling at kids to get off your damn lawn. Yeah, you are turning into a dad.
I don't know, though, because this always annoyed me. Like, not when I was a kid. I didn't give a shit. But like,
kids in their racket.
My last apartment, it would happen. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but that was different because those kids would come by and bounce it off your fucking car.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, those kids didn't give a fuck. Those kids are going to grow up to, I don't know, prison. They're going to grow up to be in prison because they're horrible people. Yeah. You're just talking about kids walking down the street with a basketball. Like, that's just a bored kid.
Yeah.
That's not really fair.
He's a piece.
Are you gonna ever let your kid touch a basketball? Are you gonna be like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna spare him from that shit.
If he wants, yeah, go for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna let him dribble it up and down the street?
No way, man.
whoa! You only do that when there's a basket present. Yeah. You don't fucking take that shit around town.
Dribbling will get you nowhere.
Yeah.
Wannabe shit.
So what else do kids do that annoys you?
Oh, that's. Lately, that's been it.
That's been it.
But
just the old basketball, huh?
Yeah. I recently attended this. Aldi and I went to this buffet.
Okay.
It's called Old Country Buffet.
Yeah, I am familiar.
And it was always awesome as a kid, and even like a few. It's been a while. I haven't been there in probably like 5 years. It's always been awesome. It's a fucking buffet.
I don't know if I ever went as a kid, but every time I remember going to Old Country Buffet, it's been fine, you know, for what it is, but it's a shithole.
Yeah.
Like, just fat, fat, fucking horrible people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess I was always oblivious. I don't know. It seemed like the place was booming all the time. There were so many people there. It was diverse, you know, so many different types, families, kids, fat people. But when I went, goddamn, it was $25 for two people.
Shit.
Okay. That's expensive.
It depends on how much you can eat.
But I'm like, it's a buffet, man. You can eat all you want.
When you consider their regular clientele, they're probably just covering their asses, you know?
It's true.
Some of these people could probably eat them out of their entire inventory if you let them.
Yeah. But it was the saddest place on earth.
Yeah.
It was so, the sadness. Everyone in the room looked ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. It was Bizarro Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's the saddest place.
And if you're not overweight, everyone looks at you like, oh no, they're going to look at me and make fun of me in their head.
Really?
Give me that look, you know? And they're all, everybody's staring at me like, what are you doing here? This is a buffet. This is my heaven. And that's what was weird. Like,
maybe they just saw you as competition, you know, for resources. They're like, you know, they're just protecting their turf.
Yeah. But this one guy, the mashed potatoes were out and I had finished them off, you know?
Oh shit.
And
that is the cardinal sin of the buffet.
This big guy next to me goes, oh no, no more potatoes. And he just went off.
Did he say it like that?
Yeah, he just walked off. Yeah, he said it real sad. And that's when I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't give a fuck what I paid. Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, the last couple times I've been to the Old Country Buffet were several years ago, but it was like a trailer park took a shit in there. Like, it was just, oh, Jesus. God. And it's not just that they're fat. Like, because fat people can be fine.
Yeah.
But these were, like, horrible fat people. Like, super, super, super fat, super, super filthy, like weird patchy facial hair. That it's not a beard.
Disgusting.
It's like, it's like if I smeared Elmer's glue on your face and then just threw the clippings from a barbershop floor at
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. horrible stained like gray t-shirts.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Armpit stains, overalls. Like some of them look like weird hillbilly caricatures and we're not anywhere near even a tree. You know? Like, there's no reason for this.
A fucking hill.
Yeah. Like cow shit on their clothing. Just horrible, horrible people.
Yeah.
weird lesions on their skin. like they've got the Ebola, but they don't give a shit. Like they got so much body mass that they got plenty of time to live, and they're going to live out the rest of their days in the old country buffet. This is how they're staying alive. Like the Ebola is slowly eating them alive.
Yep.
But if they can keep eating and generating new tissue, they will stay alive.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a horrible, horrible place. And it smells.
It does.
Yeah.
And the food sucked, man. Everything, like, I'm not picky. I don't have a palate for great food. I'm not like, ooh, this is too dry. But everything sucked. It tasted like they had ribs. And I was like, fuck yes. One full plate. My first plate, ribs. And I filled it. And I went to eat it, and it sucked. It tasted like it was marinated in like a bathroom cleaner.
Mm.
And I had to try it again. And I'm like, no, this tastes like chemical. This is, oh, I can't eat this. I gotta fucking leave this. And they have like a waitress that comes by and like busses your table every once in a while when you leave. And she came by. How's everything going? Even the employees look suicidal, like everybody there. Yeah. It's the saddest place. And I'm like, why? And I'm thinking to myself, why are you so sad, fat people? This is your heaven, like I said.
I think for the employees, it's probably like, imagine you were a zookeeper at a zoo where all of the animals were dying of AIDS. That's what it would be like to work at the old country buffet, I think.
It all makes sense now. Thanks, like, Kyle. Jesus.
Every day you got to go in there and feed them and watch them kill themselves slowly.
Yep. But you love animals, yeah.
Yeah, some of that food's okay, but a lot of it, it's like they went down to the local grocery store and picked up a bunch of expired frozen dinners and just gutted them and, you know, like lumped all the weird processed meat, boneless rib patties. Like they just put those all in one tray and boiled them like hot dogs.
Yep.
And then just like, I don't know, smeared some colored water on it.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Good stuff. They got that horrible, like, John Kay, I think, said this first, but John and I always say that there's no such thing as bad pizza. Mm-hmm. There's good pizza and there's great pizza, but there's no bad pizza. Yeah. All pizza is okay.
Yeah.
But that's not entirely true.
Not entirely.
The pizza they have, they sometimes have pizza at the old country buffet, and the pizza they have there is basically the same as the kind of pizza I used to get at hot lunches at school. You know, when you go to school and you buy pizza. Or will you buy your lunch and they give you the styrofoam tray with the shit on it? And people, when I was a kid, would get excited about pizza day. They'd be like, oh, we're having pizza today.
Mm-hmm.
But that pizza was the worst pizza in the entire world. It was like a rectangle of cardboard with some SpaghettiO sauce on top.
Yep.
And then like some melted plastic shavings on top of that.
Yeah.
It was just the worst fucking pizza. And that's basically what they've got at the old country buffet, but with maybe a few pepperonis on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the last time I was there, they had, you know, a salad bar. But this last time, the salad section has expanded. So
really? That surprises me. I would expect it to...
But nobody was there, man!
Yeah, exactly.
nobody gave a shit.
This is what I'm telling you about the zookeeper thing, my zookeeper theory. They're trying so hard to save these poor AIDS-riddled hippos.
Yeah.
They're trying so hard. They're like, no, 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 eat this. And they won't touch it.
It was all wrong.
It's like trying to give a dog medicine. You know, you got to trick them.
Yeah.
So I think what they need to do is like just start sprinkling lettuce on the pork chops and things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in there. So they eventually start. What they should do, they'll have like that big tray full of boiled ribs.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sprinkle some lettuce in there. And then each week they'll sprinkle more lettuce in there until eventually it's all lettuce and no rib patties.
Yeah.
And the crazy, stupid fat people won't have even noticed. And then they'll start to lose weight. They'll be like, I feel great. Why do I feel so much better?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, it's like giving medicine to a dog.
Yeah.
You gotta trick him.
So it was all bad and we were having a shitty time. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going for the ice cream. You can't go wrong, right? It's like soft serve, you know, it's in a machine. It's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream was good. But when Aldi went to get some, she pulled the lever down and it exploded. The cap popped off. It just went and there was ice cream everywhere. And she laughed about it. She didn't give a fuck. She wasn't like, oh, my God, my clothes or my hair. You know, she laughed about it. It was hilarious. But it was just one more thing. Like, we need to get out of here. We do not belong here. I'm trying to think of a way against us.
I'm trying to think of a way to blame that part on fat people. But I can't think of a way. Like, yeah. I would think that would be the most well-oiled machine within a 10-block radius, you know? Like, that machine gets more business than anything else in the city,
I know.
I think. So, yeah. So I can't think of a good reason why I could blame... Well, maybe just, you know, it's worn down from overuse.
Yeah.
But,
or someone... Maybe someone went up to the machine and was like, I don't need a plate, I just want... And they were sucking on
it. Oh, God. And then they got weird, like, hillbilly spit up in there.
Yeah.
That stuff solidifies like resin.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah.
Oof. Because it's
I believe
like,
it.
It's all, I don't even know, man.
Oh.
No. Oh. It's just melted Jolly Ranchers and gravy.
Gravy. Oh. Yeah.
And,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Tobacco spit.
Mm-hmm.
And just solidifies. You ever see the movie Aliens?
Yes.
You know how they have those, like they get to that part where they're in the nest and mm-hmm. the walls are covered in this like sticky green hardened shit?
Yes.
That's what I imagine hillbilly spit to look like. That's what's up in that ice cream thing. Because they're just under there.
Yeah. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to leave, the chick that like we paid when we first went in was like she was like 50 feet away sitting down at a table. Like she really needed a cigarette. And just had her head down and kind of lifted her head up and went, have a good day. Just miserable.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the experience. And I was so excited. I'm like, it's been so long. I don't give a fuck that it's expensive. But it just sucked the life out of me. I walked out of there depressed.
Yeah, a buffet be pretty depressing.
Never again. I'm not going back.
I went to one buffet. It was this ridiculous Mother's Day thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know people did this, but apparently it's somewhat of a tradition that like every year different places will have Mother's Day buffets.
Really?
That's the impression that I got. That's what I was told. This was when I was with my last girlfriend. So on Mother's Day, she and her family were taking her mom out to this buffet and I got to tag along. Had to tag along.
Yeah.
And it was really weird and like kind of... uppity, I don't know, like kind of fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the things on the, two of the things, I guess, on the buffet were caviar. They had both red and black caviar, which I tried and it was fine. Yeah. Caviar is, it's not bad, but it's not good either. Like it's really more of a status symbol than anything because it tastes like salt.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just salt. It's rubbery. Okay. It's okay on a cracker, but I'd rather have cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or a pizza.
But it was all shit like that. Like I think there was like flambé.
Oh God, like, what is that?
Flambé. It's like I think it's, if I'm thinking of the right thing, I think it's a dessert that gets lit on fire.
Oh Jesus, yes.
And just, lots of, I think there was like champagne and wine.
Oh my God, wow. That's
and it, cool. So it was this kind of upper class, I guess, buffet.
Yeah.
And it was just really strange. I felt like it was in a hotel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there were tables set up. It looked like a wedding reception.
Oh God.
It was really weird and uncomfortable for me, but in a different way from the old country buffet way. Like the old country buffet, if the old country buffet was like the ghettos in World War II. Then the Mother's Day buffet was like Hitler's palace or whatever.
Okay, you know? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Buffets. I like I like a good Chinese buffet.
I've never had a problem with those, except for the Asian waitresses or whatever. That bus your table.
They're not so good.
They're always watching you eat their food. Every time.
I feel judged.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
But I also don't care.
Look at me.
I also don't care because those crab rangoons, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny too that Chinese food at Chinese buffets is not what Chinese people eat. Or if it is, it's like we eat this sometimes, maybe on special occasions, and we eat like a very, very small portion of it. And I'm like loading a plate up with these chicken nuggety things in some kind of sweet sauce. It looks like grape jelly on chicken. And I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh yeah.
Huge heaping piles of fried rice. And they're like, Jesus Christ, this could feed my family back home for a month.
Yeah. God damn.
You fat fuck. But they've always got the happy little waving cat on the counter when you go to pay. You ever seen that thing?
Oh God, no.
It's like this little lucky cat. It's like this little cat statue with one arm that just bobbles like a bobblehead, but it waves at you.
Oh God.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh man, happy cat. I don't know what it's called. Keep talking. I'm going to look up this happy cat.
Is this like tradition? Like what they do? My God. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. They better be cute.
I'm looking up happy Chinese cat. Yeah, here we go. All right. Yeah, almost every... Come over here and take a look at this. Almost every picture that came up at the beginning is what I'm talking about. Stuff like this guy here, Chinese lucky cat. You see him? And that little arm would wave at you. There's one over here, one over here. You've never seen these guys?
I haven't paid attention.
What is wrong with you?
God.
You got to pay attention to little cat statues wherever you go, because they're always important.
Ooh. I can't believe I haven't seen these. I don't know. They're pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
This is like the time you didn't know what smitten meant.
Yeah.
It's like, it's there. It's in front of your face and somehow you missed it.
Everybody listening. How the fuck did he not know?
How did he not know about the happy Chinese cat?
He's not from Earth.
Yeah. Sometimes I think. Yeah. I don't know.
His parents must have really fucked him over.
Anything more to say about buffets?
No. That was it.
You want to take a break for a minute?
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
Orion, you want to hear this crazy thing I was thinking today?
Yes.
Crazy things, I think, sometimes.
Sounds good.
I was thinking about the fact that I don't know where animals sleep. Like, almost any of them. Like, some of them I get. You know, like bees, they have a hive.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Ants.
Sleeping in the hive.
Yeah. I think insects are the ones I understand the most. Ants, they have tunnels. Yeah. Wasps, they have hives.
But the wild animals, yeah.
But, like, deer.
Yeah.
What do? They just, at some point, they're wandering through the woods. They just crossed a busy street and almost got killed.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, man, that was an ordeal. I think I'll take a nap here.
Yep.
And they just lay down. Is that how that works?
I mean, do they sleep?
They don't build like little dirt huts, do they? I don't think they do. Or like dig holes in the ground. They just lay down and they're like, I guess this is a good enough spot.
Yeah. As kids, I don't know if you did, but I wandered like not a forest, but the woods aimlessly for hours. Not one deer.
Yeah. And I would see deer around the woods. Like during the day, I might see one like run out and like run around somebody's yard or out near a street. But never in the woods did I happen to stumble upon a deer taking a nap.
Yeah.
Or even just hanging out. Just I go. I'm eating a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And frogs. Where the fuck do frogs live? I was thinking about tree frogs specifically. Yeah. Like, what are you doing in that tree?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're climbing a tree. Oh, that's where they sleep. Never.
Like, did they somehow evolve to only eat bugs that live up in the tree?
Yeah.
And so at some point in their life, they were on the ground just starving to death. And then one was born that learned to climb a tree. And it was thank God.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, we almost went extinct. And so now they hang out in these trees. Yeah. And do they live in the tree? Like, are there little holes in the tree, like old woodpecker holes that they climb into and they live in the tree?
I've never heard a tree go...
Do they climb up onto a branch and then just like, all right, this is a good enough spot, like the deer? They're just like, all right.
One leg hanging down, chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Sleeping with one eye open in case any birds come by or whatever.
God, I don't know.
Yeah, and all kinds of animals. Like, monkeys even. Like, we don't have monkeys around here, but...
Yeah.
I've seen nature documentaries, and I still don't know. What the fuck do they do?
They don't document them sleeping.
They just grab... You'll see them wandering around all day on the ground, like picking bugs out of each other's hair and stuff.
Bored and shit.
Like some of them, the smarter ones, they'll stick a stick into an anthill and fish for them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's pretty clever. But what do they do when it's night time?
Yeah.
They're just like, this is good. Wherever I'm sitting...
But they can't just chill anywhere because there's predators, you know, there's always competition out there.
That's why I think animals need to learn to build houses of some sort. Like some of them got it down. I think rabbits dig holes.
Yeah.
And they live in a little hole, little burrow.
Yeah.
Moles, they live under the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. These other animals, they're just not thinking. They just like put that noggin to good use and come up with a system here. Like deer. I think deer could, you know, gather sticks. They spend their whole day out there just fucking around anyway.
Yeah.
What are you doing, deer? He's eating leaves and looking scared. That's all you do all day. So spend a little bit of that time, instead of running out across the road for no reason, just stay in the woods where you're safe gather sticks, build a little house.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they love the streets so much. They live under the street.
I don't know.
Deer.
And crazy. Bears, I guess bears live in caves.
Yeah.
But do they always? I don't know.
I never go in the caves.
Maybe that's why I don't see any bears, because there aren't any caves around.
Yeah.
I think there are some bears in Michigan, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What about wolves? Where do wolves live?
Jesus.
Yeah. Like just, I don't know, caves, I guess, again? Coyotes? I'm
trying to think, yeah.
Raccoons. Where do raccoons live? Where do they go?
I don't know.
Do they dig holes? What do they do?
Let's see. I'm a raccoon. I just ate a bunch of trash. Where do I go to sleep? Man, I'm full. Oh,
they exhausted. Live in dumpsters. They've evolved to rely entirely on humanity. Mm. If we didn't exist, there would be no place for them to live.
You'd think the solution is always a hole or build a house.
Yeah.
What else is there? They're not in the trees.
I don't know.
Where do they go?
I don't know. This is what I'm thinking.
Jesus Christ.
What I spent a significant portion of the day thinking about.
I have no idea.
All right. We want to get into some voicemails then?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here's one I missed from quite a while ago, like a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
Hey, what's up? It's Heb. This is John Cassane. I'm outside of a Barnes & Noble, which for our female listeners is a bookstore where they sell books. Yeah, a couple things. One, I have forgotten, but the other one, Marlikins and I collaborated on a t-shirt idea that I think is pretty cool. You have a t-shirt that says, I just had a terrible life, and I just had a terrible life, and the picture is a sad ghost. Like, aw, but cute, but sad. Like, aw, poor ghosty. So, goodbye.
What do you think of that?
That is great.
I just had a terrible life featuring a sad ghost.
Oh, how did we miss that? That's the greatest voicemail I think we've ever gotten.
I, when I was making Fish Glove comics,
yeah.
Which if you haven't seen them, they're posted in the Electrogenesis forums. It's just these stupid comics with a fish and he had a boxing glove instead of a head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's over his head. You never know.
Yeah. His head, his face. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all in Japanese, but horrible Japanese because I used like Google Translator Babelfish or something.
Yeah.
And he punches things. That's basically the punchline of each comic is him punching something.
Yes.
But the third one, which I never made, was going to feature a character called the Sweater Ghost, was a ghost wearing a red and white striped sweater.
Yeah.
And he has no arms because it's like a Pac-Man style ghost, you know, where it's just like a sheet with eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they're just, the arms just kind of flail about in the air.
Oh, God.
And he was the Sweater Ghost. That's what that made me think of.
That's great. That's kind of scary.
That's nuts. It was pretty cute.
Oh, man.
Pretty adorable. Yeah. Just like everything else I do. All right. More voicemails. Let's see.
Hey, this voicemail is for Doof, I guess. I don't understand why you want my voice for 45 minutes. I can't even stand my own voice for 45 seconds, and I tend to zone out and go into autopilot. Dad, you're drunk right now. I'm sorry, dude. You're probably going to have to join Orion's little club of rape, because all I have belongs to Remus. All belongs to Remus. Basically, Gato Remus. Say bye. P.S. I really love Marley Kinn. She's so awesome and does not need to work out because she is awesome. So yeah, have fun in Michigan doing your podcast without my drunken, not quite British voice. Okay, bye. Love Remus. Mr. Cat.
Okay. So the thing about Doove is he posted that in the forums, I think, something about wanting to hear a voice for 45 minutes or something.
Sexual tension.
Right, because he wants to bone her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something about fucking cats, and then a weird, unintentionally backhanded compliment to Marley Kins about how she doesn't need to work out. Now, I don't know if this was mentioned somewhere. Somebody had said, Marley Kins, you need to work out.
I never saw that.
And Miss Nick was like, oh, no, I'm saying you don't need to. So if that's the case, then it's not so bad. But if nobody ever said anything, and Miss Nick was just like, you know what? I'm pretty sure she probably thinks she needs to work out. Let me just assuage those fears, you know. Don't worry about it. You don't have to work out. What? I didn't say anything. But she loves Marlikins. Yeah. So drunk Miss Nick.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Remus.
That's the cat that she wants to fuck. Yeah.
That was it?
That was it for that voicemail.
Oh my God, that was it.
Yeah, Remus.
Oh, drunk Miss Nick.
That's the cat she wants to bone. Lately, I've been singing Remus Las Vegas.
Hey, Edge Hat, it's Marley Kins. As you may or may not know, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, a.k.a. Dr. Death, died. I think it was this week. On a related note, what are your feelings on assisted suicide? Good, bad, indifferent? Maybe it'll give you something to talk about, hopefully. Okay, have a nice podcast making night or whatever. I'm really tired, sorry. Bye.
Feelings on assisted suicide.
We've covered this already, but let's cover it again. Okay. I'm for it. It's all good.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm for it. Like, I think.
However,
I think you should be allowed to decide if you want to die.
Yeah.
Then okay. Why would I try to stop you?
But if you're not quite in the mental state to make decisions, you know, rational decisions, I don't think it's fair. Like, to say, oh, I want to die and then somebody kills you.
Well, explain yourself. What do you mean by in the state to make rational decisions?
Like,
give me an example of a situation where you don't think a person could make that decision.
Like Aldi's mom, she's on like 40 different medications to stay normal. But when she's not on them, she's a fucking, like, she's not even human almost. She hears voices, the world is ending. And if then she was like, kill me, just kill me. You know, I'm in so much pain. I hear these voices. I can't see that as justification.
Well, what if you put her back on the medication and she says, yeah, still do it?
Yes.
Then it's okay.
Yes.
But when she's having crazy time, no. Yes. I guess I don't know. Because I'm going to get into some weird shit.
All right.
Another thing I was thinking about recently is, what is a disorder? What is a mental disorder? Like, how do you even decide what's a mental disorder? Because it seems pretty simple, I think, to most people. Like, there are certain people you can point at and you can go, that person's crazy.
Yes.
Like schizophrenics. Like, oh, I heard a voice that told me to jump off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came from inside my own head. But it was really the devil speaking to me. Okay, that person's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That person has a disorder. But how do you define a disorder? Like, what makes that a disorder? Like, that's just the way their brain works. Why is that wrong? Mm-hmm. So I think the way it's determined is it needs to be somehow harmful to them. Like, it either causes you to actually cause harm to yourself, or it prevents you from taking part in normal society, which again is kind of a weird artificial construct. So, like, that's a weird way to measure a disorder. Like, it prevents you from going to work every day. Well, that's we made that up anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like a very good criteria for a disorder. And the other criteria would be just that it generally differs. That's not the word I'm looking for, but differs from the norm. You know, most people don't do that. So that's a disorder.
I can see that.
So most people don't do it and it causes harm to you. So that's a disorder. But there are lots of things that most people don't do and that could be argued to cause harm. And there are lots of things that most people do, or at least lots of people do, that could be argued to cause harm. And so why aren't those disorders? It's just because it's popular. You know, like, I was thinking about this, like, piercing your ears, not a big deal, but why isn't it? Like, you are literally poking a hole in yourself. That is nothing but harm that you're doing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's totally normal. So that's totally okay.
Totally acceptable.
If it wasn't normal and nobody had ever done it. And then one day somebody was like, yeah, I stabbed a hole in my ear, stuck some jewelry in there. People would think they were crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just because it's normal that it's okay, that that's not a disorder.
It has to be. Yeah. That's the only justification. Yeah.
Right. So it's just made up.
Yeah.
So it's such a weird, fuzzy line to me. Like, at one point, being gay was considered a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And by those criteria, that kind of makes sense to me. It doesn't directly cause harm to you, but it could interfere with your daily life, you know? Mostly due to stigma surrounding it and things. It's not like being gay, like, in and of itself makes you unable to do things, but except fuck a woman. But you know what I mean? Like, how do you decide what's a disorder?
That's true. Yeah.
Which is really strange.
I've gotten pretty damn drunk by myself before. And I, at the time, thought I was thinking clearer than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm clearly not in the right state of mind.
Right.
And you know, thinking about life and what I want to, I make decisions like, oh, I'm going to do this differently. And, but yeah, who am I to say that, that I was thinking clearly then because I was drunk, and the, who am I to say those decisions are correct?
And the thing is, I do kind of intuitively feel like I can say, like I was talking about schizophrenics, like, yeah, that person's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that, but I don't know where the line is,
yeah.
You know? Where is the line where we say, okay, this person can't make their own decisions, bringing it back to assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the line where we say, okay, this person's too fucked up to make this decision? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like Aldi's mom who's like talking about the veins in her feet drying up and the world cracking apart and
yeah.
saving the world with a cat by bandaging everything together with gauze. Like, yeah, okay, that's nuts.
Yeah.
But still, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's enough reason not to let somebody make that decision.
Yeah.
And some people have that kind of thing and they can't fix it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there is no medication that will bring them back, that will make them lucid.
Yeah.
So if you are that kind of crazy, why am I, even if we thought, like, if we could somehow fix your stupid broken brain, you would be like, oh no, I don't want to die. If we can't fix it and you're like, I want to die, why would we try to stop you? What benefit is that to anyone? You're going to be suicidal for the rest of your life while we keep you alive.
Yeah.
And you're crazy, so you're contributing nothing to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just let you do it?
Yeah. Mm. And that kind of makes me think about when Aldi's mom would not take her meds.
Uh-huh.
And when she's taking the meds, she feels great. She's loving life.
Whatever. She doesn't really like taking them, though, does she?
But then she will not take them and get to the state where she thinks she's becoming more normal.
Right.
Which is the crazy state. And
I think that happens with people on psychological, or whatever you call them, psychiatric drugs a lot.
And they're like, no, the pills are poison. I don't like that feeling. This is who I am.
Right. So crazy.
Yeah. So who are we to say that's, you know, if when they're under that kind of thought process, they can't make the decision to end their life.
Right. And the weird thing about that is if she is, when she's in crazy mode, she can be a danger to herself and others.
Yeah.
So if she sincerely feels that that's normal, like this is my normal state,
mm-hmm.
I want to be crazy because that's normal time, then she's a danger to herself and others. And if she was like, kill me, I'd be like, gladly.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be a crazy person who might stab me in my sleep. All right. You get to go.
Yeah. That is a very gray area.
But the Dr. Kevorkian thing, yeah, the assisted suicide, I am for it, but I don't think I would ever have it done.
Yeah.
Like the situation would have to be so, I'd have to be in such extreme pain, like that it just completely clouded my judgment.
Yeah, I've got third degree burns. Jesus Christ, kill me now. I'm in pain. Yeah.
Like I'd have to be in such ridiculous pain that the only thing I could think about was stopping the pain. Because to me, it's completely irrational to try to stop the pain through death.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pain could at some point go away.
Yeah.
If I keep living, whatever it is that's causing the pain could go away. There could be a cure for whatever nerve disorder I might have that's causing it, or mm-hmm. whatever disease I might have. If I keep sticking with it, eventually it might go away. But if I opt for death instead, nothing else ever happens.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I'm just done. So it's completely irrational to me. And so if I was ever like, hey, assisted suicide, that's for me, should I be allowed to do it? Because I would be completely going against my own character. It would be completely out of character for me to do. It would be completely irrational on my part. Like when you consider who I am and what I believe. Should I be allowed to do it then? Isn't that basically the same as being too crazy to make this decision?
It is. And people will say, well, you know, we don't know enough about psychology and all that bullshit. But I'm not a big fan of psychology because they can kind of categorize certain things and tell you you're not normal and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're there yet, even with the mind. I mean, we're crazy with technology right now, but with the mind, I think we're not there yet to where I think now I'm backing out of my opinion here.
I'm not even trying to talk you out of it. I am still pro assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Like, yes, everybody get one, but like, you know, I'm okay with it.
I guess
I just think there are a lot of weird, iffy things to it.
There should be some instances like, yes, you're in a lot of pain, but otherwise, aside from those specific, definitely, yes, they're in pain types of situations, then I think it'd be for the best that if we just didn't allow it.
Really?
Just, I don't know. Because the area is so gray. I mean, then they're done and you'll never know. Like,
yeah, but then again, who cares? I know that sounds horrible, but sincerely, like, yes, the family would probably care. If this person has people who care about them,
yeah,
then the people who care about them would care. But ultimately, if they want to die, who cares? Yeah. Even if it is for a crazy, stupid, irrational reason, who cares?
Yeah.
They just said, kill me. And you said, are you sure? And they're like, fuck, yes, I'm sure. Are you really sure? Yes, stop asking me. Hook that fucking poison up.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sure. like addiction when you watch those shows and, you know, intervention that the family comes in or is there and they're like, you know, we love you. Don't continue using heroin. Uh-huh. And they're like, fuck off. I want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
basically, why are we keeping these people alive?
Yeah.
Is my question, I guess. Yeah. Like, it's like you're keeping them alive for sentimental value. It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want them to die because
I
love them.
That's a good point.
But they want to die. Yeah, but they don't know. Yeah. Well, then fuck you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, yeah, go for it. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Die. I don't need you anyway.
It's not like you're
fucking, fucking weird bedridden cripples. You're not doing anything. You want to die? Then die.
Yeah.
That's fine. That was really callous. Let's see what's going on in the Twitter and the Facebook. Twitter, Gavin says, it's 2011. We can see light years away and fire atoms around at speeds approaching the speed of light. Why is religion still a thing? Yeah, right? I know. I think I was having a discussion with John the other day about, I guess it was kind of an argument, but it wasn't heated at all. So using the word argument seems a little false to me, but
discussion.
Basically, I was saying, like, John said that he doesn't think he is smarter than people in general. Like, he feels kind of dumb sometimes, and he just doesn't think he's, like, he doesn't think he's smarter than most people. And I was saying that I think most people are honestly pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And as weird and egotistical as it sounds to say, I really do think I am smarter than most people.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that I think I'm a genius. I think there are plenty of people that are way smarter than me. I don't think I'm a genius, but I just think that in general, people are fucking stupid. And I think that's a big part of it. I think stupid people, I think one of the biggest differences between people that I would consider intelligent and people that I would consider stupid are that stupid people have one level of reaction to things and intelligent people have two. And of course, it's not as black and white as that. There's a whole kind of gradient between, you know, varying levels of the two possible reactions. But like a stupid person, you tell them something and they react to it like with their gut, you know, and that's the stance they take on that issue, whatever it may be. Like gays, like you're like, hey, how do you feel about gays? And they're like, well, what's a gay? Because it's the first time they're hearing about it.
Yep.
What's a gay? Well, a gay is somebody who has sex with someone of, or who desires sex with someone of the same gender as them. Oh my God, what? How do you even do that? Yeah, well, the guys, for the most part, they suck each other off, put it in each other's butts. What? That's insane. That's crazy. That's gross. Yeah. So what do you think? I think that's horrible. I think it's wrong. I read in the Bible that a man shouldn't lay with another man, you know? And so that's their gut reaction.
Yep.
And stupid people never take the time to take a step back. It's really difficult to sway their opinion, no matter how much factual evidence you throw at them that their opinion is wrong. See, when I was a kid, I'm pretty sure the first time I heard about what gay people were, it was probably presented to me as a negative thing.
Yeah, same here.
I don't remember for sure, but I'm guessing. And so for a long time, I kind of thought, not a long time, but for a few years when I was a kid, you know, gullible little kid, I thought, yeah, gay, that's bad.
Yeah.
And then I sort of gradually went through stages. Like I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I still think it's weird and kind of gross, but you know, that kind of cliched thing where like, well, whatever, you do what you want behind closed doors, but I just don't want to see it and don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
You know, which is a sort of weird pseudo tolerance. And then I got to the point where I was like, well, I don't think it's morally wrong or anything, But I think scientifically it doesn't make sense. Biologically it doesn't make sense, because obviously sex is for procreation. And if you're fucking another dude up the butt, you're not having any babies. So clearly doesn't make sense. But whatever, do what you want. So that's a little better. And then eventually I got to the point where I was like, well, that doesn't even make sense. I don't believe in intelligent design. So it makes no sense to say that sex is for making babies. Yeah. It's not for anything. And that's what happens a lot of the time. But it's not what it's for. So to say that putting it in another dude's ass is wrong because you're not making babies is just nonsense. So, but stupid people would never have that extra layer of thought. You know, they have the initial gut reaction and they never revisit it unless you force them to. And even then, they just stick to their opinion. I think that's part of it. You know, like you feed these ideas to them when they're really young. And then that's their idea. That's their whole framework, their whole basis for all their other opinions. And they never question it. You know, you tell them Jesus died for your sins. They don't even need to understand what that means. And then they will parrot it back to you for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
Now, I think that's only part of it, because there are plenty of really smart people who are religious.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the dummies. And I guess my theory on why there are really smart people who are into it is, in part, you know, everybody's human, everybody's fallible. You know, you might be really smart, but you're not paying that much attention to your religion. Like, you pay attention to it in the sense that you go to church, you read the scriptures and everything, but you don't really think that hard about it. Like, maybe you're too busy doing rocket science. You know, that's what you concentrate all your critical thinking on.
Yeah.
And you just never question the religious stuff. And maybe there are a lot of dummies around you, you know, who are religious.
Which is a huge influence on the people around you.
They ate it up because they were dummies. But now, like, you're growing up, you're like, okay, everybody believes this shit. My parents, my brothers and sisters, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, all my family friends, you know, all my friends at school, all my friends at church. Everybody believes this shit. You never question it. And then you get to a certain point where you're stuck in your ways. You're like, yeah, I have thought about it now, but I've believed this for 25 years or whatever. And you just can't see it any other way.
Yeah.
And to see it another way would be scary. That's another part of it, is fear. You know, like, I think a huge reason people believe in religions is because of the idea of the afterlife, because they are terrified of not knowing for sure, and especially of the idea of just not existing anymore.
Yeah.
I think the idea of not existing is horrific to people, and it's much easier to believe in fairy tales.
Yes.
And so that's basically why I think it still exists.
Yeah.
People are pushing it. Stupid people accept it, which is so there's a huge portion of the population that accepts it. And then that adds this kind of support structure for the smart people who get indoctrinated into it and then continue to believe it. And then some people are just crazy. So
yeah,
there you go.
The people around you definitely influence you. And most of them are dumb, and they exercise that intuitive side of your brain, and for the wrong reasons. And it really takes a lot of exercise to get that logic side of your brain going for some people. Some people don't need help with it, but it definitely, it's so much easier for you to use the intuitive side of your brain. And there's so many people that just don't use logic. I mean, have you ever seen a woman try to park? I mean, right, Jesus right. Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, but yes, definitely well spoken, sir.
So let's look at the Facebook then.
All right.
So Gavin again. Gavin says, if you could buy a pill that eliminated the physical but not mental need for sleep, would you buy it?
Fuck yes.
I'm not entirely sure what he means by that. It's the but not mental part that he threw in that confused
me. That was tricky,
Because
I need a mental break.
I don't know what the but not mental part means. Like, I have heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I've always heard that if you go for enough time without sleep, you essentially go insane.
Yeah.
You start hallucinating, and then eventually you die.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, if that's what you're talking about when you mean the mental part, then no, I would not buy these pills.
Okay.
Because I would be tempted to take them, but it would be like taking speed, and eventually I'd become reliant on it. I wouldn't be getting sleep because fuck it, I don't need it. I'd go crazy, I'd hallucinate, and I'd die.
Yeah.
If what you mean on the other hand is just like the idea of taking a break, you know, like, I've been going for 72 hours straight. Jesus Christ, I just need to turn off for a minute. Not because you're tired, just because it's like, I just need a break.
Yeah.
Then I don't even know if that's a thing I would feel. I kind of think I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So sure, hook me up with these pills. If I could never have to sleep again, I wouldn't. I wouldn't sleep again. because it's as great as it is when I'm sleeping. It sucks when I'm waking up. It eats up so much of your time.
Yeah.
It's just a waste. So yeah, I would totally stay awake forever if I could.
Like golf courses are a waste of space and land.
Right.
And like golf is a waste of time. Yes. Sleep definitely is a waste. Yes. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. I know you like to sleep on golf courses. When Eris Cousins links us to whitepowermilk.com.
Mm.
And he says, have you guys seen this yet? How long until we can get Idge Hat flavored bottled farts?
Which won't make sense to the listener if they haven't checked it out.
It doesn't make a lot of sense even if you have checked it out. Idge Hat flavored bottled farts.
Yeah.
I don't, well, what would Idge Hat flavor be? What do you think? Because it obviously isn't fart flavor.
Yeah.
Or else he would have just said bottled farts.
That's a good question.
So what's Idge Hat flavor? Mm. I imagine it's like a blue raspberry.
Oh, man. I was picturing like, I don't know, the sweet taste of like like a ball sack, but not because I like that kind of thing. It's just...
The sweet taste of a ball sack?
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
I assume if you wash it enough, I don't know.
You assume it's sweet?
I don't know. What
the fuck is wrong with
women
you?
Women like it.
Lick your arm right now. Lick your arm right now and tell me how sweet it is.
It's not very sweet now.
Mm-hmm. And you think your balls are sweeter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could get there. I don't know.
You are nuts. No pun intended. Mm. All right. So whitepowermilk.com.
Yes.
You go there. There's a picture of a woman appearing with like white bubbles coming out of her mouth. It looks like she's gargling milk. Mm-hmm. And then it says, many are drawn to White Power Milk for the comforting certainty that our milk is the purest available. But it's something more elusive and difficult to put into words that keeps our customers coming back. We create a select beverage that is not only more healthy for your body, but is culturally superior. Sure, the milk available at your local grocery store meets USDA government standards for quality, but these standards are set to a mere minimum of purity. You deserve the best. Now, the idea here, if you surf around, is that they have milk,
mm-hmm.
and then they make rich white influential women gargle it. Beautiful women, they say.
So they
have them gargle it, and then they spit it into a bottle, and you can buy it for hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was suspicious of this thing to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't seem like a real thing to me.
Yeah.
And so I did a little bit of digging, and it seems like it's an art project. But, you know, some faggot artist who thinks he's making some kind of comment on society.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I had a feeling. Yeah.
The rest of you idiots,
son of a bitch.
You don't know what's up.
Yep.
But I do. Check out this brilliant social satire about chicks gargling milk and you morons buying it.
Yep.
But it does say, it says that there's a section called The Girls, and it has a picture of five girls, and they are supposedly the girls that will gargle this milk for you. And it says that they are beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's lying.
Yeah. They're not.
Like, they're not hideous. They're not monsters, but they're not beautiful girls.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of them are.
They're doable, but.
A couple of them are kind of gross.
Yeah.
A couple of them are okay. None of them are beautiful hotties. Like, if I was a white supremacist who was interested in gargled, pre-gargled milk,
yeah.
I would not be down with this site. I'd be like, all right, nice try.
I'd
understand.
Be offended. Yeah.
I appreciate the concept. I appreciate that, you know, somebody had to try it first, and maybe you just didn't have the resources to provide the beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to wait until a competitor comes out. Mm-hmm. That would be my reaction if I was a white supremacist who wanted to drink pre-gargled milk.
Yeah.
What else? There's a FAQ, an FAQ.
Yes.
Frequently asked questions. It says, is this real? Do the girls really gargle the milk you sell? Yes, of course. Okay.
Yeah. At first,
go ahead.
At first I thought I'm looking at this website and there's girls like the girls, you know, look at the girls. And I thought it was like breast milk from white women and they gargle it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Anyway. But that's not the case.
I did check to see if you could actually buy this stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't buy any, so I don't know for sure if the whole process works, but I was able to add some to my cart and I was able to click checkout and I was taken to a PayPal thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like you can actually spend the money. I don't know what happens when you do that. I don't know if you're actually sent something. Mm-hmm. If you're it's quite possible that even though the website is bullshit, that they still do have like some girl gargle milk and send it to you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It could be. Do you ship outside the USA? Who gives a shit? They say no because the milk will spoil. The milk comes in quantities of 1/2 ounce or 2 ounces. How much is that? 1/2 ounce is a small mouthful, and 2 ounces is 2 mouthfuls. Now, I don't remember which one did I put in my cart. 1/2 ounce for $125.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How will my debit or credit card be charged? The charge will be from PayPal from WP Milk. Why is the milk so expensive? Purified milk is more expensive than regular impure milk because it costs much more to make. Does it really? You just put it in some bitch's mouth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's the same.
Yeah.
Its intensity of aroma, texture, and flavor, however, means that people can easily satisfy their cravings with only one or two tastes, making white power milk one of life's affordable luxuries. So I guess you try it one time and you're like, ah, that was enough.
Yep.
That's what I got out of that.
That was good. That was good. I'm good.
Does the purification process remove lactose? No, it does not. But we make special arrangements for alternative forms of milk for our customers every day. Just give us a shout.
Mm.
So we'll go down to the store and we'll buy lactate. Have them gargle that. Will my package be sent discreetly? Yes, the return address will read our mailing address and simply the initials WPM. Look, I'm all for buying white power milk. But I don't need my nigger neighbors knowing that I'm drinking regurgitated milk from hot white women. How long does it take to get my package? Outside New York City, orders will be shipped within 7 business days from the time the order was placed. Inside New York City, orders will be delivered within 7 business days. For more information, blah, blah, blah. So apparently they deliver the stuff themselves.
Hmm.
What is the status of my order? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so that's all of it. So they're really, I mean, there's a gargling video, which by popular demand, you can now, you can purchase. I didn't even click this link before.
Yeah.
By popular demand, you can now purchase a milk gargling video performed by a select number of our rich, beautiful white girls.
This is where it gets perverse, yeah.
If you have purchased the video plus purified milk delivery package, she will purify the very milk on camera that is delivered to you.
Oh.
After your order is processed, your video is recorded within 3 business days and uploaded to a password-protected channel made especially for you, hosted on Vimeo.com.
Ooh.
Yeah, that just screams horrible art project to me. Like, yeah, we'll make a video of us gargling milk for you. Like, that was probably the original idea.
Yeah.
Man, how fucked up. I mean, really intensely thoughtful would it be if we made videos of girls gargling milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could sell it. Sell the milk, I mean. And sell the videos. Yeah. All right, but we need some kind of angle. Yep. I mean, message. What if it was white power?
Yeah.
There should be a site like this, but it's fat white women gargling chocolate milk, and it's aimed at black men.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
called bigbeautifulmilk.com.
Jesus.
Orion, get on that.
Oh, man. My immediate thought was like, man, if people are buying this, that's kind of genius, man. But I would make a site that sold holy water. Holy water.
Holy water.
But it would be the holiest of waters.
Yeah. Because it was gargled by a real pedophile. Not even a priest. Yeah. Just a pedophile.
Because most holy water, you know, you put it on your doors. It only protects. It's only like 88.6% effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's the holiest of holy waters.
Every once in a while, one of those
effective.
One of them demons slips in anyway.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. Ah, shit. Ah, man. I was assaulted by so many vampires. One got through, you know. One's bound to get through when you're sieged, when you're under siege from so many vampires. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Holy water.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, I guess bottom line is whitepowermilk.com is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just annoying in its pretentiousness. Like, it doesn't say so anywhere, obviously, but I definitely get the impression that the people who created this think they're really clever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Racist.
What else, man? What else?
Black. Can you imagine black power milk?
Mm. What would black power milk? That would just be Hennessy.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Our hypnotic. That blue shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black power milk. Cristal.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be out of shit.
You're out of shit?
Yeah.
Where are we at?
120 something. Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad. All right.
You got anything else in your notebook you want to cover?
I got some stuff, but I don't want to talk about it. It's so stupid. No? It's so stupid. Hold on.
You want to talk some more about where animals live?
I'm still thinking about it.
Right?
I'm wondering.
Where the fuck?
I want to go out and look for deer tonight.
What about tadpoles? I mean, I know those are baby frogs and they live in the water, but where do they go when they're not tadpoling around?
I don't know.
Is there like they swim under a leaf and they just hang out?
I assume they're hiding somewhere. But with deer, like I've been in the woods.
Yeah, and they're big. You would think you would see one every once in a while just taking a nap.
Yeah. You know, stumble upon like a group and they're like, what? Oh, shit. Run, yeah. run.
Yeah.
But never, no. Not even one just laying there.
Skunks?
Yeah.
There are skunks around here. I see them wandering around near the street. I smell them when they get hit by cars. Yeah. Never seen one taking a nap.
Oh,
and no idea where they go.
The skunks love the streets, man.
They do.
Skunks, you can't go like 6 miles in any direction without smelling a goddamn skunk. Because thump, thump.
Yeah. They smell like burnt erasers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Because that's one of those things.
No, I don't.
That's one of those things that,
that we disagree on. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to take like a number two pencil and take the eraser part and just erase like crazy on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be all those little eraser bits, mm-hmm. and then I'd brush those away. And when I was a kid, I would if I smelled that piece of paper, I thought it smelled like fire, like smoke or something, because it smelled like burning. So that's why I know what that smells like for sure.
Yeah, I never did that.
And what I would do, like I was very creative. I would do that right before I would draw a picture of fire. So if I was going to draw something that was on fire, I would do that so that the paper was all pre-treated for fire smell, brush all the little bits away, and then I would draw fire. And then I'd be like, smell this fire. It smells like real fire. But so that's why clever. I know what that that's smells clever. Like.
Okay.
So now as an adult, I know what skunks smell like. And they smell the same.
Yeah. And I get it. I can smell it sort of, but it's still skunk when I smell it. I can't. I try. I'm like, every time I smell a skunk, to this day, I think of you. And I'm like, pencil erasers, come on.
If I never told works. If I told you they smelled like fresh baked cookies, I would understand. But I'm feeding you the cold, hard truth. And you're like... I can't accept it.
I can't. I don't know.
See, this is why people are still religious.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because they don't listen to me when I tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, well... As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check us out in the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And there's the Twitter and the Facebook. Twitter.com/ijhat and Facebook.com/ijhat. And you can donate. Although at this point, if you donate to me, you might end up just donating to AT&T. So
no,
who the fuck
God,
knows?
No.
But you can donate.
Yeah. And don't feel bad about it.
And if you donate, I will write your name down on a piece of paper and I will kiss it.
Kyle will erase it and then draw a fire on it.
But it'll be like, it won't be like,
hey, Ryan, check it out. It smells like fire.
It won't be like I'm burning your name. It'll be like when people put flames on pickup trucks.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is badass. That's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. That should do it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Teddy Grahams.
Yes.